It's a foggy, rainy day, perfect for sitting inside with a cup of coffee. But instead, we're outside in the drizzle with Ron Rendell, darting along the high, muddy banks of the Wolf River in central Wisconsin. He's looking for sturgeon.
There's a good-sized one in there. But there was one in there this morning. I ain't kidding you. It was as big as I was.
While the sturgeon are spawning, they swarm in large groups near the surface, close to shore. It would be easy to reach out and grab one of them. That's the problem. The fish are tasty, and their eggs rival Russian beluga caviar. Concern over the vulnerable fish brought Ron Rendell out in the elements. He's wearing a blue cap with sturgeon guard written on it. He got it from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It shows that he's here to babysit the fish while they're breeding. DNR wardens say guards like Rendell have helped stabilize the numbers of lake sturgeon. Poaching used to be a big problem. That's what retired warden Dale Morey remembers. Morey is jokingly nicknamed the Sturgeon General. From his post in a cabin at fish camp, it's his job to assign volunteers to sites where the fish are active. Back in the 1940s and 50s, Morey says poaching was seen as a birthright.
The general public attitude around here was that if you could take them, fine. You know, the wardens were the bad guys. The locals felt they had a right to those fish, and they just took them any way that they could.
Legally, sturgeon can only be killed during the winter spearing season on the ice of Lake Winnebago. But some unethical people still try to take them during spawning. That's where the volunteers come in. Retired teacher Mary Ann Eltink is in the basement of the cabin at fish camp. She's eating a hot breakfast after a rainy 12-hour overnight shift on guard.
To be visible there is a definite deterrent, and should any incident occur, we get as much information as we can and then radio to the warden to follow up on it.
Did you see anything suspicious last night?
I wouldn't say that it was suspicious, but we were very visible on the bank at twilight, and there was a motor craft that came up the river, and he was slow at first and speeded up as he rounded the bend where we were. So we can only, you know, surmise.
Anyone caught with an illegal sturgeon will get a $3,000 fine, and they won't be able to fish or hunt in Wisconsin for 3 years. Wardens take poaching seriously because sturgeon are a very delicate resource. Sturgeon don't spawn until they're 20 or 25 years old. So if too many fish are caught now, the impact won't show up for a couple of decades. Back in the rainy woods, Ron Rendell says that inspired him to volunteer. Like many of the guards, he says he speared a sturgeon one winter. He'd like future generations to have a chance at one, too.
Somebody's got to protect them. If you don't have to do this, I can just imagine what'll happen. It'll be gone, and our grandchildren and stuff won't be able to appreciate it, you know, like I did.
Rendell knows he's doing something good for the sturgeon, and he says they're doing something for him, giving him an excuse to get up close and personal to one of nature's oldest species. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Patty Murray.